Herzlich willkommen zu deinem Podcast Unlimited Greatness. Hier geht es um das Thema Manifestation, Gesetz der Anziehung, Money Mindset und alles rund um ein erfolgreiches Leben und Business. Mein Name ist Beate Glöser, Mutter von zwei erwachsenen Kindern, seit über 20 Jahren glücklich verheiratet, Buchautorin, Keynote-Speakerin, Mindset- und Business-Coach, Unternehmerin und Gründerin der Greatness Academy. Ich liebe es, Menschen dabei zu helfen, ihre größten Träume zu verwirklichen, ein erfolgreiches Business aufzubauen, viel Geld zu verdienen und dabei auch noch eine Menge Spaß zu haben. Schön, dass du da bist und jetzt wünsche ich dir viel Spaß mit einer neuen Folge Unlimited Greatness. So, ihr Lieben, ich freue mich so mega, denn heute habe ich einen ganz, ganz, ganz special, sehr, sehr besonderen Gast bei mir sitzen. Und zwar, von ihr habt ihr schon gehört, und zwar ist es meine Manifestation, die ich Anfang des Jahres in die Wirklichkeit gebracht habe. Und zwar sitzt heute bei mir die wundervolle Haute Couture-Designerin, die Beste des von Polen, und zwar die Dorota Goldpoint. And now I speak in English because I could speak actually Polish, but I think the most of the people would not understand. So the interview we will talk in English, and it's also for me very, very like out of the comfort zone. But I am very, very happy that you are here, Dorota. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Bata, for inviting me, for having the possibility to talk to you, to talk to your friends, people who you work with, and all beautiful women. Thank you so
and
much.
I am so impressed about your work because, you know, I have now three wonderful pieces which you designed for me. And I am so, so happy, but not even because of the clothes, because of your, I think, very nice attitude to life, to success. And I love to talk to you. And that's what I wanted to, that we talk now here, because you are very successful. You look all the time in the direction success and what is possible. And you use the law of attraction. Even maybe you don't think about law of attraction, but you like embody this. So maybe you can just tell us how you become so successful. It's a big question, I know, but I think that we will very soon see how you think.
Or obstacles every day is coming on your table, and you have to somehow, you know, make the progress to make them in the right directions, in the right position, and you know, it's a lot of work every day, but when you have the right direction and the right goal, everything is possible.
Yeah, and this is what I'm very interested in, how you did develop the attitude like this, because I already talked to you and it's like you go forwards, you when there is problems you look for solutions, and even everybody says it's not possible, you go and you make like wow. So how you did learn this? What do you think about life?
Like, mm-hmm. Okay, so I think that there is two explanation. Yeah, the one which concern the structure of my character. That since I was a child, I always was very positive, and I always work so long and so hard to achieve this what I wanted. I live in a moment in a Polish economy and politic that it was very, very difficult. So being a child, I didn't have so much around me, so many goods, so good shops. You know, we had a hard and very difficult situation. So everything what I wanted, I had to make myself. So when I wanted to have a beautiful clothes, I need to learn how to make them, how to produce them. So, somehow the situation pushed me to develop some skills. So this is one element. The other factor is that I always listen to the older people. So I listen to my grandmom, I listen to my mother, I listen to my older friends, because I always have the older friends around me. When I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I always liked, because I think I was mature enough that I had that we were on the same page, even when I was younger. And I always was very open for the new things, for difficult things. And I had like an attitude that whatever you want, and it's very deep in your heart, this desire, you always can achieve this. This is only the question of how much time you need to achieve this, and what kind of tools you have to create, you have to find out to make it true. So when I wanted to know more about the humans, to understand more people, to understand how to work productive, When I was young and I had children, I was pregnant, then I was at home raising children. Then I finished my second university, then the overmaster study, and I tried to collect the knowledge. And I think that collecting the knowledge is the best way just to know how the life looks like, how to achieve the things, and how different life is. So you are not getting from life what you want, but you are getting from life this what you are. And this is the rule number one, only quality people. So when you invest in yourself, in your quality, when you invest in the knowledge, in a school, universities, in development, the personal development. So when you invest in your therapy or the coaching or whatever, or you're reading books, it doesn't matter what kind of method you choose, but you have to develop all the time. And you have to have this knowledge that only your death stops you from development. There is no other factor. So never mind if you are 20, 50, or 70, you always learn something. Every day brings you the new value of the life. Every day you can discover something new. And of course, it didn't come like that in my life. I grow with this. So every year when I become the wife, I learn a lot of. When I become a mother, I learn a lot of. When I get a job, this one, that one. So I'm like a sponge. I feel like I'm
you like, are like me. When I'm listening to you, it's like, oh my goodness, it's what I also experienced, because I was like this. I always wanted to learn from older people, from people who have more knowledge. I am so curious. Mm-hmm. I want to know everything. So it's really so similar.
Yes.
It's not a wonder that we understand so good.
Yes. So since the first meeting when we met, we started to talk. Even we had the dinners, on different tables. We started to talk. And then after first meeting in Poland was really great. Like for 3 hours, we talk nonstop.
Yes.
So the same attitude makes you closer, and makes you that you really want to spend time with this person, because you feel that she understands you. I can understand this person, and it's like sustainable. Yeah, this is the very fashion word, sustainability. But sustainability, it doesn't concern only our climate or our environment. But it also regards our behavior, our relationship, what we create. So I really appreciate also, this is the factor number one, the knowledge, and then you are interested in getting every day something new, and you really feel it that every day brings you something, that you don't lose your time for, you know, all the time making stress, for all the time, you know, finding the problems. Even before you find the solution, you always find the problem. There are some people, yeah? And I simply don't like this. And I try to eliminate this kind of people from my life. Because when we have some situation, some problem, it becomes on the table. Your first thoughts should be, okay, how I can solve this problem? Yeah. So the solution, you are focused on the solution, not on the problem.
Yes,
and this is the mindset. Yeah. This is the mindset. You have to change your mindset that when, for example, you want to have the photo shoot outside and this day we have rain. So we arrange immediately either the photo shoots in a beautiful studio or we postpone the meeting and that's it. Yeah. And we don't lose our energy for, you know, talking about this and, you know, and making problems and, you know, discussing because it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah?
It happens. Sometimes there are some factors.
It's like
waste of time
because you cannot change nothing in the situation.
Exactly.
Unless you change something in the situation.
Exactly.
And this, exactly. I think what because we why we also can go so with each other. Yeah. It's like I don't know if you maybe know it. Also, we are very like when we meet, we are very in a positive mood. So like
yes,
it's like oh my god, yes. God. And yes, I think yes. Not everybody can handle this.
Yes, that's true.
Do you experience this, that some people, it's like too much for them because they see so much negative stuff that when you come here, you say, oh, the life is so beautiful. And okay, we have also struggles. I also have some and I also have to look for solutions. And but still, I am like, I love my life. I love my life. I always know what to do and I want to try. Yes. Maybe I fail, so I learn. So like that, and for some people, it's like,
that's
experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there are so many people, negative people. But Freud said that we are when we are born, we are like constitutionally, we are getting the proportions. From the life instinct and from the death instinct. And the life instinct is the positivity, what we have. So we are growing with something that we always, when we have the glass and we have half of the water, we always say, oh my God, it's half of the water in the glass. We are so happy, we are still can drink it. These people who has more the death instinct in their soul, let's say, in their roots, they always say, oh my God, it's only half of the water. What I can do with this? You know, so this is something what it comes from your roots, from your psychological roots. And now the other factor is how your family supports you. When your family always tell you, oh my God, you good, you are so good. You did so well. You are so so great in this what you are doing. Then they push you in this positive side of the life. When they always said, no, don't touch this because you will not get it. Don't touch this because you will not achieve this because it's too difficult for you. So first of all, your parents, they tell you, you are stupid. Don't touch this because you will not get. When you are growing with such a mental, surrounding, then how you can become successful when your own parents, they don't believe you and they don't treat you that you are clever enough to achieve something, what you want. So everything comes from the childhood. This is what I believe. So, for example, my father always repeats that you are my child, the child of my love. Of my love. Yeah. Wow. So I didn't know what it means. You know, when I become the mature woman, then I understood that he gave me the so big strength inside me because I know how much my parents, they love each other. So how much he loves my mother, So I strongly believe in love. Therefore, I'm very positive, and I all the time believe that love is the most beautiful feeling in the world. So then he always repeats, "You dance the best. You are the best. You make the, you know, pasta the best. You make the cake the best, you know." And now I have a cafe. I cook very well. Everybody loves my dishes, you know. I'm a designer because he really he invest in me, you know, psychologically. He invest in me, and he told me, "You are the best. You are the best from my life. What happened? Because I become from him and from my mother." Yeah. So he narcissistically, you know, push me in this mindset that I'm the best. But at the same time, he said, "Oh, I'm the best because I have such a daughter." You know, it works both sides, yeah? So mm-hmm. parents who are very supportive towards the children, they also growing in a good mood, yeah? Even they are getting older, but they are happy, yeah? Because they are happy because they are proud of children. So it works both sides. So I have a very positive impact, yeah, from my childhood. But of
it's
course,
so important. Excuse me, this is so important. I want to say this on this on this point now for everybody who are parents, because you can learn so much now because
Absolutely.
Of this. You can make so many things right for your children, and and put some a lot for the life later now, that they have really lighter. I think also we can learn this. I think also we can change something, even though we have not so much luck, like maybe you. But I think it's also, of course, lighter. It's like easier when you have, of course.
Yeah, and it's easier, and also Magda, możesz otworzyć. Because I was, as a child, I was always positive, and even my sister, she's not like me. She's more focused on the problems. Yeah, and like last weekend, we had like a 1 hour discussion, and I said, "But what you are losing nothing when you start to think positive." Because you are, first of all, this is what you said, you are losing time when you think negative. And second, you are losing your energy. You are spending your energy, the good energy, the good productive and creative energy you are spending on something what doesn't support you, what don't develop you. Yeah, because stop you in the one place. Yeah, what you cannot change it. Yeah, so therefore it's really a problem for those people, because it's really big change they have to make inside them. They have to absolutely, you know, think that it doesn't matter if it's raining or it's sunny, still there's a new day. And when you appreciate the sunset, you just say goodbye to your past day, yeah. And you can try to find the meaning of the things in life. And this is the way. This is another factor that it means that you are interested in your inner world, that you want to discover the inner world, that you want to discover the inner power. The sources from your inner power, yeah. So it means that you are building alternatively another world, not only this outer world, but the inner world. And when you are taking care of your inner world, then your outer world will be very successful, because you take care of something inside you, and everything what is outside of you in your life, it's like the copy of this what you have inside you.
Yeah.
So when you change your perspective on the life, yeah, the inner and outer life, then it will be much easier, you know, to struggle every day, yeah, to solve the problems, to find the solutions, because you will get the good tools for understanding. Because in life, you have to understand the thing. You cannot just do things, write the email just because someone asks you to write the email. You have to understand what this email must do, or what kind of information must be delivered to some person. Yeah. So everything must have the meaning, because automatically, so you can go to factory and work in the factory and just, you know, put the button. Yeah. So
it's like the why of everything what you do.
Yes.
And
yes,
this is the meaning of this. Very important.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe
yes.
You can tell us the story, because I think it's so so beautiful how you act in 2020 when everything was like, I think it's a crisis in the whole world. And that shows so good how your mindset works, like in a situation which is very hard for everybody. And what was there, and what did you do from the situation?
Because, okay.
Some of the people had very hard times, and some of the people did something very nice of the hard times.
Mm-hmm. So maybe I will start from one story, just a small digression. First time in my life with my husband and with my two sons, we went to Halkidiki. This is the holiday for 3 weeks, first time. And we had a very, very difficult situation. In first week, the one lady, she just died in the swimming pool. In the other week, we had a fire in our hotel, and it was the situation where all surrounding was in fire, and we had evacuation, and we had such a first time in my life, I thought that I will die. But I was not afraid of this. The most I was afraid about my children. They were like 5 years old and 12 years old. So I said, oh my God, how they can survive, yeah? And my husband that time, he told me, we will not go like all people go, because they will squeeze us. They will destroy us. Something can happen, because when you have so much people and they're all stressed, they don't see, they can walk on your head, and they don't see this. So he said to me, always remember in your life, when there is a big, big problem, big drama, don't run with everyone. Just find another solution.
Wow.
And, you know, and this was, you know, even now I have a guest skin when I reminding myself this. And we, everyone go like run away from the fire. We go just in front of the fire. And I was so much afraid. I said, God, you know, how it's possible? And he told me, you know, the fire will not fire the water. And there is a big space of the sound, and the sound will not get fired. So don't be afraid, yeah? Everything on the right side, so the tree, you know, the buildings, they were fire. But we can just go into the water, yeah, and hold in the water for a while, and the fire will go. Yeah.
Wow.
So, but luckily, it happened that, you know, this people they just react in a proper way, so the fire stopped. Yeah. So it didn't continue, and we were waiting outside of this huge population. We were waiting outside with children, you know. We, on the way, we took this wheel, this rescue wheel. So we put on our children these wheels, and we said, okay, in case that something happened and they need to be in the water, then we will just have the connection with the wheel, and they will be saved. Yeah. So we had a plan. Yeah. We already had a plan. We had the water. I had the water with me, you know, documents, money, everything that we can survive. Yeah. And then luckily our person, you know, the guide, she called us that, okay, we can come back in 2 hours. We can come back to the hotel, but we have to sleep in the garden. We cannot go inside the hotel because it's still, you know, dust and everything. So I called to the tour agency, and I asked them that, you know, because of the situation, we want to move to another hotel. So they gave us another hotel. And then everything, you know, we were just like very happy. Everything, you know, we have a private swimming pool. And my son went, the younger one went with my husband to the swimming pool, and then he had a very bad situation with the stomach. So he had like a problem stomach. So he make all the swimming pool dirty with, you know, with what we know it. And then, so I asked the doctor. The doctor came. He said, okay, banana and rice, yeah? And then 3 days, the same. So I called to my doctor in Poland, and I asked, you know, there is a situation, what I can do. He didn't give any medicine, nothing. So then finally, he said, go very fast to the hospital, because he can die, because he sleep all the time. So he can be in the coma. In the coma because of the lack of the water in the body. So we went there, and he was 40 hours under the injection in the hospital. So first time in my life, 3 weeks holiday, finish with such an experience that it will come that I will write the book about this. And this situation become as a trauma inside me, but also I learned a lot. So when we've got the COVID situation, I said, okay, is this the war? Is this the third war and we will die everybody? Or what we can do? So we have the lockdown. For 2 weeks, I sent people home. But then I said, okay, how I can survive? Yeah, I'm earning only from my business, yeah? So then I said, okay, I called to a few people. And one lady, she said, okay, design the face mask. And I designed the face mask, which, by the way, is very nice, very fashion. And then I found out that I will put logo of the companies here that I can try to sell this to the employee, that people, when they come to office, and we didn't have this single-use mask. So I started to sell this, and I started to sell a lot of to German companies. And I earned so much money from this that I said, okay, so what I will do with this money? This money must work. Yeah, this is a business. So
then, because listen, people, what she's saying about the money. The money has to work. So what do I with the money? I love it. Okay.
Yeah. And then I always dreamed to have a cafe. And because I knew that everyone closed the restaurants because it's locked down. But I said, okay, because the borders are closed, nobody will go abroad. So everyone stay in the dacha or on the Polish seaside. So, okay, let's open the small, even small cafe, small bar with the good cake and coffee. People, they are locked down, so they would need to go out. They would need to drink coffee outside. Yeah. And because when you have the outside garden, it's not a problem with the indoor situation. So always, you know, we work with the mask. So immediately in 2 months, I went to Krakow. I bought the used equipment. I designed the stuff. And like in 3 months, we had read a cafe. And, you know, we were so successful in this cafe, really. We developed this in such a way. This year will be Latino lady, will be jazz evenings. And like normally we have like 40 places. So when we have the music, we have 70 people in the cafe. So I learned this, that don't be afraid to do something which is niche. And also my collections are not the mainstream. I don't have the clothes design, which is very obvious. Let everybody like it. No, I never go in mainstream. When I choose the fabric and the colors, always I choose the colors, which is in niche. When you look at the trends, there are mainstream trends and there are niche trends. But always the niche trends become a main trends in 2 years. Yeah. So you always are just two steps in front. Yeah. So I always, this is my philosophy. Yeah. Don't go in mainstream. Be yourself. Be unique. Be like no one else. And don't be afraid to show how great you are. Even people, they can criticize you or can say, oh, she's strange. Or, oh, she's doing the risky things. Doesn't matter what the people think about you. The most important is what you think about yourself, how much you become important for yourself. This is my philosophy.
I love it, Dorota. That's so beautiful. And there
Thank
are
you.
so many very, very smart things to learn. So thank you so much for telling us this story. I didn't know the story about the fire. And this is also for, I remember now the not as a don't go to the where the people go, the
yes.
most people go. And it's also what I think. But the most people are so afraid of the judgment. And I asked to you if you if you also experience hate, and you said, I don't care. Of course.
Yeah, of course. I experienced a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I had, you know, like, I think it was 300 SMS during 1 hour, because I'm dealing with the thirst, with the natural thirst. And I only use the natural fibers, so they are sustainable, they are biodegradable, so they are healthy. Even now, I will be in television in this Saturday in the morning, and I will present the very unique natural fibers like Outlast. This is what I explain you. I think this Outlast philosophy discovered for NASA. So I always focused on something what is difficult, and I'm not afraid about the difficulties. So about the hate, people, they have their own opinion. They have right to think how they want, and you will not change it. And don't be focused. Yeah, just I said to my children, don't be focused on this what your colleagues think about. Of course, when you are a teenager, you are very interested in this, because this is the development that you want to be like your colleagues. Yeah. But when you are getting like 22, 23, you want to be independent. You want to look as a woman. You want to look different. You don't want to look like your friend. You want to have the different dress, yeah, different color of the dress, even the shape you like, but you want to look different. So people are really, because when you are brave enough to go outside of your comfort zone, but not so many people, they like it. Yeah, because it's like something, you know, the new situations always increase in you a little like afraid, and you don't feel comfort, because something is new, and always something new is good. Always, always. This is like a axiomat in mathematics. Yeah, you have to know. You have to put like a tattoo in your mind that everything what comes new always will be better for you. You have to believe it.
Yes. Dorota, thank you so much. I love to talk to you, and
the same.
That's so good.
I love to talk to you.
And we put the link from your Instagram under the in the podcast.
Super. Thank you so much. Thank you.
People can also see how beautiful, very very special, extraordinary.
Thank you so much.
I'm really so excited about this. I love my clothes. So if you want to have a look for Dorota, she has such a beautiful things and also such a beautiful heart and mind.
Thank you so much.
I love it so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Berta. I'm so happy to meet you. We meet in the situation that it's like a story. We meet.
Yeah, it
and
is.
I really appreciate this friendship, because you are so great woman, so powerful woman. At the same time, very, very soft, very loft one. So this is the best mixture, you know, what you have inside
you. So
and I can imagine that if I would be a person needed support, definitely I would talk to you, because after every time after the meeting with you, I feel full of energy. So really, I know. Now I know, understand why you are so busy, you know?
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
If you did like this interview, share it with your friends, share it with people what you think that would help them to think in this direction. Maybe if they have also crisis, how to deal with the crisis, because everything is to handle. It's also my opinion. Everything you have manifested for you, it's for you. So it can be better.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Thank you for that. And
thank you so much.
We see us. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. Bye.
Danke für deine Zeit und dass du bis zum Schluss gehört hast. Wenn es dir gefallen hat und es dir geholfen hat, bitte teile den Podcast gerne auf Social Media und mit deinen Freunden. Du würdest uns auch helfen, wenn du dir ein paar Minuten Zeit nimmst und uns eine Bewertung schreibst. Mein größter Wunsch ist es, dieses Wissen an möglichst viele Menschen weiterzugeben, um so das Leben ein Stück zu einem besseren und liebevolleren Ort zu machen. Wenn du etwas mit uns teilen möchtest oder mehr von uns hören magst, findest du uns auf Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn oder auf unserer Webseite. Die entsprechenden Links findest du in den Shownotes. Danke, dass du da bist, und ich freue mich auf dich bei der nächsten Folge. Deine Beate.